You're listening to Cattails.
Hello and welcome, I'm Cat. And in this edition of Cattails, I have a little fun with Rock Band FM backstage at Cambridge Rock Festival. They've toured with the likes of Meatloaf, Tina Turner, Gary Moore and Status Quo. They've witnessed firsthand the massive rise of Bon Jovi on their Slippery When Wet tour and performed sets at Download, Sweden Rock and Rock the Nation. And 30 years on, Rock Band FM are still going strong. Now celebrating their Pearl anniversary, they've supported Europe and Foreigner on a European tour, and with a new album in the offing, are just beginning to enjoy life. This is The One with FM. Well, first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, and I want to hear your story, really. So anything you want to tell me, please tell me away.
It's a long story.
So perhaps I might just start by just asking your names, Okay. So we know what you sound like.
I'm Steve.
Yeah, I'm Merv.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Kat. We're all introduced, we're all friends now. Now, 30 years then, that's the big story, really, isn't it? So 30 years
it
together.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Well,
the truth.
That's for Merv, you know that.
Yeah. True.
No, it's great, you know. And since we came, we sort of had a little bit of time off in the middle. Sort of came back in 2007. And it's just been going from strength to strength again. We didn't expect it, but it's been fantastic.
It's flown by. It's really flown by, hasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I think Jim, our new guitar player, he's been in the band the longest now
of all the guitar players.
So,
But consistency.
Since we came back, we've sort of it's been great. I mean, we're now in the process of doing the third album. The first two since we came back have been unbelievably received.
Three.
You know, so. It's just great, you know.
It's what happens when you get old.
Yeah,
the memory starts to go, doesn't it? It's a shame.
It's nice to have the opportunity to do this again, because when we split up in, was it 95?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I thought, well, that's it. You know, that's the end of it. Then when we got back together, it was meant to be just a one-off show.
Yeah.
You know, that was, we had no further plans, just to do the gig, get through it without killing ourselves, you know. And the reaction from the audience was absolutely, it was incredible. You know, I was up the back, I was filling up. Feeling so emotional, kind of thing. And we sort of came off stage like, right, okay, then we're going to do something else now, aren't we? You know. Yeah. And so that's what's happened. We had no plan at all. But it's just a privilege to be able to do, you know, Cambridge and all these great gigs.
That's incredible then. So you had your 12 years off.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to give it up the 12 years previously? Was that just, hey, guys, we've just had enough?
No, we'd sort of done, we've been around for 11 years. We just sort of thought at that time there were new genres of music coming in, it was changing. We could have carried on and carried on touring.
Fashionable, didn't we?
It was just the right time. Time to stop. We didn't stop because we didn't like each other. We just stopped because we thought it was that's still going. Carries through. Yeah. But so that was it. Really, we just thought it was the right time to stop, and obviously the right time to get back together. Yeah. You know, when we got back together.
Absolutely. So what enticed you back for that infamous first gig again of the reunion?
An Irish fella. He just kept going on. It was a festival called Firefest, and he just wouldn't leave it. He just kept ringing. Eventually wore us down, and we said, look, it's going to be rubbish, no one's going to come, you're going to lose loads of money. And it didn't work out that way.
It was the first time it sold out.
Yeah.
So the appetite was still there from the fans then, by the sound of it.
They were from all over the world.
So we thought, it's going to be like that in Holland and Spain and Belgium and Germany. So we thought, we have to go see, we have to find out. So we did some shows with Foreigner this year and went around Europe again for the first time.
I was going
God
to ask you about
out.
That.
Yeah.
Was that what kind of experience was that then, really? Because, I mean, obviously that's a little bit different from playing places like this, isn't it? Bigger venues and stuff.
Well, you meet the true fans that have got all the albums, and, you know, they're just so glad to see you because, you know, they thought you were dead.
I put the Foreigner tour up with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That was like a benchmark. That was the most amazing tour ever, the Bon Jovi tour.
Right.
Us. and then this foreigner tour was, to me,
was on the same level for you. So it's almost like second time around then, you're having as much fun, or is it more fun because it's a bit more relaxed? And
yeah, probably, and we don't have the same pressures from record companies and stuff anymore. We do our own, we just do everything at our own pace and get it how we want it, and we've got control of our own destiny, which is great.
I think the difference is the fans are just glad to see you back, so it makes it a bit easier.
Yeah, it does. You don't have all that pressure that we had first time around, I don't think.
The first time around, you're trying to cultivate the fans, aren't you? Woo them, get them on your side. Yeah. And then I suppose when you come back and you realise, hey, they're still here, they've missed us, and they want to, then really it's almost like the pressure's off, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, we're just enjoying it. We're just taking every day as it comes, we're having a ball.
So you're now celebrating the 30 years from when you obviously started, and you've got, some, is it 42 dates or something in the diary, a monstrous amount of...
there's a lot of stuff next year.
You just tip up when you're told to. And is you know, touring a little bit harder as you get older? Not that you guys are old by any manner of means, however,
not
30 years on.
Because we did half an hour at half past eight. It doesn't get any better. We're in the bar at half past eight. It's like a dream come true for some of the boys.
We're climbing up on the drum rides.
No, we have a great time. It's good.
Does it feel like you're teenagers again?
Apart from the replace the M&Ms with the Sonata gin.
Oh, no, I can't believe that. So you came down from Wakefield then last night. That was the first stopping at all then, wasn't it? So how did that go?
Same again last night. Great crowd.
Yeah.
Really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And some of the lesser known songs we put in the set.
That's a great gig.
I mean, Wakefield, it's a revelation.
Yeah.
You've got to go, it's great.
Yeah. You put it on the map. Excellent. So you recorded this year, haven't you? You've been doing your album.
Yeah, we're doing a new record.
Yeah, and then you've got the EP came out in March, did it not? So you would have started that. So you're actually in the middle of doing the whole album now, are you?
Yeah, we've been going in the studio between gigs and stuff. So we're quite a way through, we're doing well, it's coming together great, it's sounding great. So,
we just didn't want to let the 30 years go by and not mark it with a few gigs. Because a lot of people suggested it, and we did a few years ago, 25 live indiscreet, and it was so well received, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
so
three
successful
shows, but we thought, we'll do that again. It was good fun,
absolutely.
There's a lot of old songs in the set,
So you're doing a bit of a mixture of both,
a bit of everything.
So when's the new album planned to come out then, or are you just taking it as it comes, or with the flow?
We don't have a plan.
Probably spring next year,
early next year.
Dates are going in around and stuff, and we'll have all come November, we'll be able to announce what we're doing.
Right, great. Now last year, didn't you bring out a DVD?
I'm sure you did.
That was the 25 live. That was that was the one where we did the indiscreet thing.
Right.
And that was a lot. We did a DVD when we did the comeback at Firefest, but it was just a mark of the occasion, really.
Right.
And we were never happy with the sound of indiscreet. So,
no, it sounds better than the album.
It was nice to read.
So really, over the 30 years then, I mean, you've just mentioned there that the Bon Jovi stuff at the very beginning, and then obviously Foreigner in Europe now. What are the highlights, would you say, there's really been? You know, if you had to choose one, because it's a long time to be around, isn't it, really, doing
we've
in this
lucky
business?
We've been really lucky. We've toured with some of the fantastic bands.
And we headlined, I mean, for me, a big ambition was to headline the Hammersmith Odeon. And we did that.
I think three having the goals. Like mine was first probably to headline the Marquee, or even like support the Marquee and headline the Marquee. You just kind of go up from there, really.
Of course.
And we managed to do them all.
Yeah.
You know, from Wembley Arena to Hammersmith to whatever. And I've done all the places I probably wanted to do. I played Download now. And I mean, for me, a massive highlight was being with Bon Jovi when they became the biggest band in the world. So we were on the Super Bowl Wet Tour. So they just suddenly became this huge band when we were on tour with them. We were there at the time, and it was fantastic.
And on on the comeback, after we'd sort of done a few little tours, our management said, "Right, we're going to put you on all the festivals, Download, Sweden Rock, Grasspop." We dream of doing this in the old days when we were young.
Yeah.
It was just so great to be on all the festivals.
Absolutely,
And you do appreciate it. You take it all in a bit more.
Yeah.
So it's just big highlights now.
You never take it for granted, I don't think. I mean, I know when we were doing the massive gigs with Journey.
Yeah. And I walked out on the stage, and there's this huge Journey stage set, and Neil Shanzu went, "Hey!" And it's nice to be able to do that again now.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I mean, we did it back in the day, to be able to do it all again. It's a real bonus. We didn't expect it, and it's fantastic.
That's
having a great time.
Yeah. So what's next for you then, if you've got, you know, your milestones are going up? So you're headlining tonight, obviously, here.
2015 will be our busiest year ever. We'll have a new album, and hopefully do a lot of touring all over Europe and England.
We've got lots of plans that the manager
are the same.
And having a bit of fun along the way.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for spending the time with me today. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys later. So good luck with the show. And I'll speak again soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to
Listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.